You found the business news of the nation, region, and the greater Des Moines metro. The Business News Hour from Inside Advertising, Marketing, and Communications and the training team at Tarot International. Learn the skills necessary to improve your career and your business at Tarot. That's Tarot.com. T-E-R-O.com.
With us in studio, we're going to learn something now, folks, is Carlos Alvarez. Carlos is one of the Tarot trainers from Tarot International, a proud sponsor of the Business News Hour. We're going to be talking about barriers to sales success. So if you sell anything, and all of us do, by the way, all of us sell something. Let's hear from Carlos. Greetings and welcome back.
Michael, welcome. Welcome. It feels great to hear you say welcome back. Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
It's a long story. We'll take it offline. Anyway, to put it, he was in Columbus. Now he's back. And so they're back in Des Moines. So it's a good thing.
Thank you.
What a day, huh? So when we talk about barriers to sales success, what might some of those things be? What is it that the salesperson may be stumbling over that doesn't make it happen?
Michael, thank you very much for that question. What are some of those barriers is what you're asking me. What Tarot has done is we have done research. We realize there are 7 common barriers. And I would love to share them with you.
Absolutely. I'm all ears, man.
Let's take a look at the first one. The first one, too much content. Ends up happening in most industries, there's so much information and it gets to be technical. And so we have a lot of information. And the challenge with the salesperson is they try to share all that information in a short amount of time.
Yeah, throw up everything on the client.
I think that is the technical word, yes.
I think it is, yeah.
And so with the barrier number one, too much content, we need to find out when do we say something and what is it that we say.
Got it.
Yeah. That's number one.
Sell the sizzle, not the steak.
I like that. Thank you.
There you go. You can use it.
Yes, I'm going to borrow that. Thank you. Barrier number two is the salesperson that talks too early and too often. Mm. You know, most salespeople have challenges, and those challenges are sales calls, quotas they may have to meet, meeting so many individuals on a timely basis, so many appointments per day. And so what ends up happening is that when they get in front of that customer, they want to just say the right thing, the right word, the right phrase. And so what ends up happening is that they start talking too much, sometimes too early, and they keep talking. Sometimes a customer might ask a question.
And they don't even hear it.
Oh, you've been there. You've been with some of those salespeople where they want to say the right thing, so they keep talking. And unfortunately, most salespeople do all the talking, and when that happens, customers have a tendency to tune out.
Shut down. Yep. Yeah. All right, too much talking. Wow.
And imagine that with salespeople.
I can't imagine that, yeah.
Number three that goes right along with number two is failure to listen. Mm. Now, for many of us, we think we're good at multitasking. For a lot of salespeople, they could very easily be hearing every word the customer is saying. On the other hand, if the salesperson does not look like they're listening.
So you have to be engaged. You have to look like you're engaged.
Bingo. You have to look like you are engaged. And if the only message that matters is the one that is received, if the customer does not feel they're being listened to, that's enough said. They haven't been listened to. Even though the salesperson may have heard every single word, if they don't look like they're listening, that's a barrier right there. That's a challenge.
All right. Listen actively.
You know what happens too? I'm glad you said that, Michael, because that most people, when they are asked, are you a good listener? Most people say yes. Here's the interesting part. Most salespeople listen to respond. A higher level of listening is listening to understand. Mm. That's a critical skill that successful sales professionals need to possess.
Yeah, because it's all about bringing value at the end of the day. And if you are selling something that brings value to your client, but you don't know that because you're not paying attention to the questions.
Exactly.
Got it. Yeah.
You got it.
Next.
Number four is the tension, failure to handle tension. A lot of salespeople don't have a plan on how to deal with it. Tarot International firmly believes that every call has tension, planning for tension and learning how to deal with tension in the sales call is a skill that will definitely set you apart from the rest of the group.
Okay, so dealing with the tension that's already in the room. And that's between a buyer and a seller, yeah?
Correct.
Okay.
First of all, understanding that there is always going to be tension. And more, most importantly, how am I going to deal with that? When that does come up, what can I say? How can I respond? Those are important questions that you need to have an answer to before it happens in front of the customer.
Nobody likes to be sold. What they do like to be is to be engaged.
Oh,
got it.
Yeah. Very much so. Engaged and being able to be listened to, that they actually were able to respond to something. Number five is another – the fifth barrier would be biases and stereotypes. And this is simply on you as the sales professional, whereas – you look out sometimes and we make assumptions. So for one, halo effect simply means I look out at the world with these rose-colored glasses and everything is fine. The relationships that I have with my customers, they're fine. They're fine because no one has called me. Well, you know what? Even in your own personal relationships, they're not easy. They're complex.
Very.
It takes work. And so if you just sit back and think, I haven't heard anything from that customer, they must be okay. Wrong.
Check in. That's right.
That was the looking at rose-colored glasses, the halo, the horns.
I was going to say there's got to be the other side too.
Oh, very much so. The horns is referring to that you look at somebody, you go, well, they wouldn't buy for me. You're making an assumption.
Yeah.
Or worse yet, I know this has happened to you. It happens to many of us. You get a phone call, and as soon as you look at the number, oh, you know who it is. Or you get the email, and as soon as you see the name, oh, you know who it is. There's a pit in the bottom of your stomach.
Mm-hmm.
What this is referring to is that just because of a name or just because of a telephone number, your body is responding to that.
Preconceived notion of what's going on, yeah.
And what ends up happening with both the halo and the horns is that it prevents you from either following your plan or utilizing the skills that you already possess.
We're talking about seven barriers to successful sales with Carlos Alvarez from Tarot International. What's next?
Number six, I see this and I hear this often from sales professionals. You know what? I don't plan. I just wing it.
Gee.
That's what I say too. Ooh. Now, there's many individuals that are effective and successful. However, research shows us that even for those people that are quick on their feet, if you have a plan, you can become more effective.
Absolutely. And that goes with almost anything. If you have a plan, and sometimes, and spend some time on that. Write it down, for crying out loud, and study it.
Michael, I'm so glad you said that, because in the two-day training that we go through at Tarot International, we give you an opportunity to challenge, to do that, and to have a template. You walk out with a template that is going to help you no matter what individual, no matter who you're going to meet with, you'll follow a plan. Now, it's not so rigid that you can't be flexible, because we are all flexible when it comes to dealing with our customers.
And the seventh barrier to successful sales.
The seventh barrier, Michael, is that one customer where you followed everything and they're still hesitant or reluctant to make a decision. Well, we actually have three things we share with you in training that will help you with that customer that is hesitant or resistant to it.
Ooh, this sounds like the secret sauce.
It's no secret sauce, but it's amazing when you utilize it. When
Will you come back and share that one with us?
I'm looking forward to it, and I'll be happy to talk about the three things that can make a difference with that reluctant or hesitant customer.
Excellent stuff. Carlos Alvarez from Tarot International, talking about seven barriers to successful sales. It's part of a two-day session that Tarot International does at their offices here in Des Moines. Thank you, Carlos, and welcome back to Des Moines.
Michael, thank you very much. Great to be here with you.
From that short trip to Columbus and back. All right, we got to get out of here. Thanks so very much for hanging out with us on this Fat Tuesday, as a matter of fact. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, Tyler Hackenmiller is the producer for the Business News Hour. The voice of Insight on Business is Jimmy Olson. The program director is Patrick Wood. The liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. And the music that you're listening to right now was arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett. For all those folks, happy Mardi Gras. Have yourself a good Tuesday evening. We'll be back, God willing, tomorrow at 5:05. Till then, be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.